Today is the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is a popular saying that you may have heard going around, that gratitude is the best attitude. While it certainly rhymes and gives off the appearance of being a catchy slogan, this saying is indeed rooted in a true virtue, the virtue of gratitude. Not only has this virtue been forgotten, but the opposite vice of false entitlement, born of a selfish pride, has taken its place in our society, and especially, though not exclusively, among the youth, who seem to think that they are owed everything, instead of seeing it all as a gracious and undeserved gift from the hands of God. This is the lesson we learn from our Lord in the Gospel today, with the account of the 10 lepers, of whom only one practices this virtue. According to St. Thomas Aquinas, gratitude is a virtue related to the virtue of justice, by which we acquit ourselves of our obligation towards those who help us, our benefactors. We all receive help, assistance, or favors at some point in our lives, and we must remember that this assistance is not always a strict due, but often it is the fruit of the kindness, the generosity, the charity, and sacrifices of our neighbor. We have a duty to give thanks to God, first of all, for his innumerable benefits by the practice of religion, and next to show gratitude to our human benefactors by expressing our thanks and appreciation for their goodness and charity towards us. To neglect this virtue is to be like a spoiled child, who considers himself entitled to everything he receives without considering the cost or effort made on his behalf. The spirit of independence, of self-entitlement and ingratitude, paves the way for selfishness, egocentricity, and arrogance. We know from experience how ugly and distasteful our coldness, indifference, and ingratitude when we ourselves expend the time, effort, and resources for someone else out of kindness and charity. Praying for those who do us good is certainly the principal means by which we can show gratitude and to return the favor, by obtaining God's blessing and reward for our benefactors. This is not sufficient, however. We must have the courtesy and humility to thank them and to express our appreciation through words and marks of esteem. While this can mean an inconvenience in our busy schedules by involving a sacrifice of time, it is nevertheless time which is well spent and time which is very pleasing to God. We can thank our benefactors by our words. That is why saying thank you is very important. Let us be on the lookout for opportunities to say thank you with attention and sincerity. We can also thank our benefactors by our marks of esteem. If it costs us something, whether it be in time or in effort, that is a mark of gratitude. As Catholics striving to keep the faith in these difficult days, it is all too easy for us to slip into a sort of spiritual hardness, which blinds us to the many blessings which we have received from God and the kindness of which we are the beneficiaries from our fellow men. In this age of ingratitude, let us imitate that one leper, the Samaritan, who by his faith recognizes the immense debt of gratitude that he owes to our Lord for his cure. Leprosy was a common scourge in the entire world up until just over 100 years ago, and still exists in many poor countries around the planet. It is a particularly revolting disease which causes the flesh to be consumed in an unsavory manner. Lepers were shunned by the rest of society in order to prevent the spread of the disease. They were banished to their own colony, where they were unable to interact with their own family members and former friends. Not only did their whole life change, they were destined to death, for there was no known cure. To be cured from this disease in our Lord's time was recognized for what it was, a miracle undeserved that gave the leper his family, his friends, and his whole life back. And so, evidently, gratitude was to be expected, as our Lord did. And our Lord was astonished when only the Samaritan returned. Unlike the other 9 lepers, Israelites whose pride did not allow them to see the debt of gratitude that they owe to our Lord, the Samaritan came back to thank our Lord. As a result, his faith was increased, and he went away with an even greater reward than simply bodily health, that of his soul. Dear faithful, let us then seek in our own lives to thank our Lord and all those whom he asks for the many good things we have received and continue to receive, being astonished and grateful at them with a childlike wonder, so that we too might hear Jesus say to us, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole and saved thee. Amen." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.